It was clear from almost the first moment she picked up a violin at the age of 7 that Tasmin Little had a special flair. Within a year, she was enrolled at the famous Yehudi Menuhin School just outside London, and her dazzling career as a concert violinist took off from there. But last month, she took the strange step of putting her latest recordings on the internet for free. Sitting in the front room of her house in West London, cradling her 1708 Stradivarius violin on her lap, she explains why she's doing it.
The simple answer is, it's about removing barriers. You can reach out to an audience that you could never physically get to. So it was about making something available, opening a door for people for free, so that they can be introduced to a whole new world of music.
The first piece on the download is the Partita in E Major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Tasmin Little says it is among the most challenging works for solo violin, just the instrument on its own, stripped bare. As such, it epitomizes the feel and indeed the name of her whole project, which she has called the Naked Violin. But it's not just the classics that she's recorded and is offering up for free. There are pieces by the modern British composer Paul Patterson and by the early 20th century Belgian composer Eugène Ysaÿe. On the website of the Naked Violin, there's also a spoken introduction to accompany each piece and each composer, as well as some online tutorials for beginners.
The theme is centred around the two notes of A and D. So the first part of the theme goes something like this. Which is something of a question. There then follows a response.
The Naked Violin project is more than just a free listen, though. Tasmin Little just wants to get the violin and classical music generally out of the highbrow ghetto. So on her website, she lays down a three-step challenge.
The three steps are very simple. The first one is download the CD. The second one is get to know the music, because sometimes you can hear a piece for the first time and you don't really get it. Step three is use this as a means of getting to know more about classical music, buy a CD or come to a concert. And the final bit of step three is, if you don't want to go to a concert, write and tell me why. What's the remaining barrier?
So far, Little says she's had lots of feedback and plenty of invitations to play. So this summer, she's taking her missionary zeal out to the places where people do not generally listen to classical music. A women's prison, an oil rig, various shopping malls and lots of schools. All part of trying to start a musical revolution with just one naked violin.
That was NPR's Rob Gifford reporting. The story is number 3 on NPR's most emailed list. We have links to all the most pieces you heard on today's show at BryantParkProject.com.